This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm back with you, I hope. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:01 is the time. We were doing our big five and the computer just decided that, you know what, we're not going to do it anymore. Yeah. And it sent us to break and we didn't really have a choice. So.
Yeah.
I hope the end of your big five was really, or your countdown was really cool, Scraby, your number one selection.
Good. I'm glad that it went into the ether.
You weren't so thrilled with it to begin with.
No, because apparently I didn't understand the assignment.
I believe Tony's number one that I don't think we got to hear either was the fact that the Essex, the great thing about being in the Final Four is that Monday night they could be cutting down more nets and actually win a national championship.
I don't know why I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was just I'm so excited to be in the Final Four. I haven't really looked ahead to Monday yet. I mean, I'm focused on yesterday or tomorrow. You can only play one game, right? At a time.
One pitch at a time, one dribble at a time,
one bounce of the ball at a time. Yeah. I mean, to me, everything goes into tomorrow. You worry about Monday. To that end, by the way, the Hawkins, the great shooter for UConn, I believe it's Jordan Hawkins. Their second leading scorer, but he's the guy that really opens up the floor for UConn because he is a three-point marksman. Did not practice today at the Final Four, illness. you know, anything that could help the Aztecs win. I'm not saying he's going to miss the Final Four game tomorrow against Miami.
Yeah, that would have to be a pretty bad illness.
Well, he may not be 100%, so something to keep in mind. As we look forward to the Final Four tomorrow. Join 97.3 The Fan, by the way, tomorrow. At Senior Grubby's, we're going to be in Carlsbad, 377 Carlsbad Village Drive. Myself, Ben Higgins, are broadcasting live from 1 to 3 p.m., and we're going to be getting you ready for the Aztecs Final Four matchup against Florida Atlantic. We then invite everybody to stick around, watch the Aztec game with the 97.3 crew. Specials will include $2 tacos and $12 beer buckets.
Nice.
That comes with four beers per bucket. So it's all tomorrow at Senior Grubby's in Carlsbad for the Aztec Final Four viewing party and special Saturday show with myself and Ben Higgins. Look forward to all that. All right, we're coming up on some Chris versus the Fans here. Chance for you to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. We're just about the end of March.
We are
at the end of March. This is the final day. So this might be the last time you have a chance to qualify to win that trip to go see 38 Special in Las Vegas. After more than four decades together, 38 Special remains a fan favorite Southern rock band. You can see them live in concert April 28th, the International Theater at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. You're going to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show and a two-night stay at the Westgate, just for playing a little game we like to call Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And as Chris, he already laid out the prize, so let's get right into it. Let's go to our first contestant today. We met him yesterday. I've met him before, but he did drop by. Happy Does. Michael. in Lemon Grove. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Are you ready? I know you're not a first-time player, but are you ready?
Long He's ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
He's a long-time player. Here we go.
By the way, we met a lot of people yesterday at Happy Does, including Michael, and it was great to be out
there.
We want to thank everybody who showed up. It was a terrific atmosphere. Was it not, Michael?
It was great, yeah. I was just driving around downtown. Got lucky, grabbed a spot, so I figured might as well come over.
Glad you did. Sure. We also had someone, if we're going to stop here for a second, we also had someone who claimed that they would definitely 100% beat you, Chris, and Chris versus the fans. I'm waiting for your phone call, sir.
Yeah, a lot of people think they can beat me until you get in the heat of the moment.
Until the heat of the moment, that's correct. All right, Michael, question number one. What was the result of Aaron Judge's first at-bat of the season yesterday?
First home run of the season.
First home run of the season is correct. Why did that not work? I really love
Ding.
This board. There we go. All right, good job. Now we move to question number two, if I can speak. Now, I'm hoping that Frank removed these from the dock when you guys did this the other day. What college basketball program has the most Final Four appearances?
Ever?
Like of all time or just like the last two decades?
No, of all time.
All time.
Let's go Kansas.
He goes Kansas.
Kansas.
Goes with the musical group Kansas.
Oh, okay. Is that what he went with?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the musical group North Carolina.
Thank you, Michael, for stopping by yesterday.
Sorry about Michael, but great for you coming by yesterday. Yeah. It was great meeting you, and I appreciate you taking the time to come say hi yesterday for sure.
All right, let's get to our next contestant. Let's go with Dale. Dale.
I get so excited.
Are you there? No, I think, Dale, have you won this week?
Yeah. I can't play, right?
Unfortunately, you can't play. That's why I brought you on, Dale. Thank you, Dale, for calling.
Very good memory, Scraby.
I just remember, I don't know how I remember Dale's name. I just did. All right, okay. Mark in Bay Park.
Move on.
Oh, are you there?
Mark in Bay Park.
Hey, yes.
All right.
Hey, Mark.
Are you a first-time player?
No.
Oh,
he's
no,
not.
I'm
he's
not.
Been around for years.
All right, just making sure. Question number one, then, Mark. Adley Rutschman plays what position for what team? If you've listened to the show in the last 2 days, he's been mentioned a lot.
I believe it's the catcher for the Orioles.
Catcher for the Orioles is correct. Nice job.
Adley Rutschman, not the only guy to have five hits on opening day.
No, you might hear that in the Fantastic Facts.
Oh, okay. Don't want to ruin that.
He had a great day yesterday.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did a great thing for my fantasy baseball team. All right, question number two.
That's twice this show you brought it up.
This season, what team has the highest total payroll in baseball?
Between the Dodgers and the Yankees, I'll go with the Yankees.
The Yankees. I would think so, but no. No, Chris, do you know?
What's the question? I was busy.
What team? What were you doing over there?
I'm just kidding. Answering fan mail.
Oh, fan mail.
Yeah.
What team has the highest total payroll in baseball this season?
I guess the Mets.
The Mets. That is correct. Sorry, Mark. $334 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. Outbid the Padres.
A lot of it not playing this year so far. All right. Let's get back to our phone lines. And our next contestant will be Larry in El Cajon. Larry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Larry. Here we go. Question number one.
What?
Yeah, turn down that radio.
Like sounds like he's busy. Sounds like he's taking care of other things. Are you with us, Larry?
Cheating shit.
Oh, my gosh. People.
People, stop swearing on this show.
I don't understand it.
I don't quite get why we get swearing on this game show all the time. Larry, you can't swear. Thank you for coming on. But
I usually am pretty nice, but that one struck me to the core.
That bothered you.
Well, because he's doing other things. I'm going to be nice here. I'm going to calm down. People, if you're trying to play this game, make sure you have your radio off and you don't swear. You swear, I will never let you on the game again. There you go.
Scraby's serious about that.
I'm kind of PO'd right now. All right. Sorry, everybody. Dan the Man in Poway, let's go. Are you there, Dan the Man?
Yeah, I'm here, and I got my daughter with me, you know, and so if she gets a question, is it cheating because it's two of us?
No. That's perfectly fine. Okay. We do car households.
Carpools,
oh. Yes. So everybody can answer in the carpool. So here we go. All Dan the Man and your daughter, let's get to question number one. Who committed the only error for the Padres in last night's game?
Oh, Clara, did you see it? Oh, you were there. It was Ha-Seong Kim, sadly.
Ha-Seong Kim is correct, but I like how you say you were there. It's hard to pick up on everything.
And we're on the way down right now, too. So, you know, this time she'll pay more attention.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Question number two for this prize to 38 Special or the qualification. What major league team has the lowest payroll in baseball this season?
Oh, geez. I'm going to have to go with the Oakland Athletics.
The Oakland Athletics is correct. Nice, Dan.
Is their payroll even over $1 million like, for the whole team?
It's 1.1. No, it's 43.1 million.
43.1? Who is actually making money on that?
I don't
know,
but think about the Mets being 334, and then that just is
the Mets are 300 million more. Yeah,
that's mind-boggling. Crazy. All right, here we go. Question number three. Get this right, or Chris gets it wrong, and you're qualifying for this trip to Las Vegas. Among active pitchers, let me start that again. Among active pitchers, who has thrown the most career pitches on opening day?
Wow. I'm going to take Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer, that's not a bad guess at all. Incorrect.
Apparently
though.
It is.
Incorrect, though.
This is pretty tough. What is the question again? The most what?
What
most
among active pitchers, who has thrown the most career pitches on opening day?
Someone counted all of this up?
Apparently so.
Somebody counted up all the pitches from
active
pitchers.
This is an MLB.com special.
Yeah, this is a special, all right. I know that Aaron Nola has made the most consecutive starts on opening day, but I don't think he's thrown as many opening day pitches as, say... I don't know if I'm gonna. I'll just say Justin Verlander. He's been around for 100 years. Oh,
you
Dan
are correct.
The Man.
Sorry, Dan
sorry,
the Man.
Man.
You were
it
right
out.
There.
Yeah,
right there.
Sorry about that.
12 opening day starts. 1,151 pitches.
Today. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's a lot of pitches.
That is.
He didn't throw any yesterday.
No, he did not.
He did not add to his total.
Last contestant before we have to get going on this game. But let's go to Mike in San Diego. Mike, are you there?
I am.
All right. Please
Hello,
don't
Mike.
Swear. And you have your radio off. Thank you.
Mike's a good
Thank
guy.
You for that. All right, Mike. Here we go. Question number one. What was the result of Xander Bogaerts' first at-bat with the Padres?
Single.
Unfortunately, is incorrect. Chris.
He stretched it to a double.
A double. Correct. I'm sorry, Mike, about that. All right. Random player time, Chris.
All right. Random player, former baseball star with the Boston Red Sox mostly, but he played with the LA Dodgers as well. Switch hitter with some power, Reggie Smith.
All right, let me get to his baseball reference, and then we'll go to the tie-breaking round. I found Reggie Smith. Let's see, one of my favorite things to do on the baseball reference page is look for nicknames, and he doesn't have any. That's unfortunate. All right, I have it right here. He doesn't.
Tough break, Reggie.
At the top of the page, they usually give you some nicknames that don't really mean anything, but he doesn't have any.
All right.
Well, let's go to the phones and get our first contestant for the overtime period, David in El Cajon. David, I know you're a veteran player. Are you aware of how the overtime game works?
Yes, I do.
All right.
He's
here we
good
go.
To go.
I'm going to ask Chris a question. He's going to give an answer, and then David is going to say whether or not the actual number is higher or lower than Chris's answer. Chris, in Reggie Smith's career, how many home runs did he hit?
How many years did he play?
He played 17.
17 years. He hit at least 20 home runs a year. 340.
340
home runs for Reggie Smith. He was a pretty good hitter.
David, is it higher or lower than 340? The actual answer.
I'm gonna go with lower.
Lower. Good move, because you are correct. Stay right there, David. We are going to get your information in the break. Chris, you were right there. Close. 314 home runs for Reggie Smith in his
career.
That's
what I meant. I said 340-14.
Oh, 340-14.
Yeah, I said 314, not 340.
Oh, okay. Well, then you were right on. So.
No, I was not right on. David got it. He is the winner of today's Chris versus the Fans. David, congrats. You qualify to win that trip to Las Vegas and see the fine Southern Rock Band 38 special perform in Las Vegas. Hopefully you are the winner. Scraby will take your information. When we come back, it's a new segment. It's called Scraby's Fantastic Friday Facts.
Yes.
We'll find out how fantastic it is after we check traffic on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, David won the Chris versus the Fans today. Actually, he had to go to overtime. But, hey, overtime counts. Little tiebreak victory for David. He'll see if he can't cash in on the trip to Las Vegas. We'll play another round of Chris versus the Fans on Monday, so you'll get your opportunity, hopefully, to call in and win. Chrisello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park getting ready to call tonight's game between the Padres and the Colorado Rockies. Tony joins us again here in a few minutes for our Big Five. But right now, Scraby's got something brand new for us.
Yes.
Baseball themed.
It is baseball themed.
Scraby's Fantastic Friday Facts.
Yep.
Let's see how fantastic they are.
Well, let's get started here by reading you a promo. Listen to 97.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland. Every hour you listen now through April 16th equals one entry into the contest. Awesome awaits at Legoland California Resort. Check out their newest addition, Miniland San Diego, featuring a replica of Petco Park. Tickets at Legoland.com/California. All right, so Aaron Judge. We talked about it in Chris versus the Fans. He hit the first home run of the year. So 1 year after he hit 62 homers to break Roger Maris' single season record, he crushed. He actually followed in Maris' footsteps. Maris, did you know this, Chris? Also homered on opening day the year after his record breaking 61 season in 1961. Mark McGwire also hit a home run on opening day in 1998 after he hit 70 homers.
Wow.
And Barry Bonds, after hitting 73 in 2001, hit a home run on opening day as well. So those guys making history.
I can one-up you on that.
Okay, what's that?
Barry Bonds is the only guy who homered in his first two games.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Season.
Okay.
After a 60-plus home run year. So Aaron Judge will be looking to do that when the Yankees play again tomorrow.
By the way, did anybody
look at the Major League Baseball schedule tonight? After everybody played on opening day, there's only 5 games tonight.
It's very
including
strange.
The Padre game, obviously. Dodgers also play tonight. That's it. 5 games total in Major League Baseball. 20 teams are idle.
I don't
on
get
a Friday
that.
Night.
I don't get that, but okay.
Yeah, whatever. And I know they do it for rainout purposes, but seems a little silly to me.
Wait, like they're trying to predict the rainout?
They're trying to protect against an opening day rainout to have another day and a second day available to play the opening game. But
all right,
the Padres didn't get that. Padres just play both days. So.
No, they play four straight days. And in fact, their schedule is actually kind of hard in the first part of the season. But we're not going to go through it like
that.
Yeah,
we're not going to do that.
Everybody's
got to have to play every team in Major League Baseball this year. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
All right, so nobody can whine about the schedule.
Yeah, because they all have to fly
out
the same places.
Some people will, but it's a waste of your time.
Now, in that same game, the Yankees and the San Francisco Giants, the pitching on the other side, both sides, I guess, with the Yankees and the Giants, only two pairs, prior to 2023, only two pairs of opposing starting pitchers have recorded at least 10 strikeouts in an opening day game.
Wow.
Dave McNally, 13 Ks for the Orioles, and Sam McDowell, 11 for Cleveland in 1970. The most recent, outside of yesterday, Jacob DeGrom, 10 strikeouts for the Mets, and Max Scherzer's 12 strikeouts for the Nationals in 2019. And then yesterday, Garrett Cole and Giants' Logan Webb became the third pairing to do that, with Cole's 11 strikeouts and Webb's 12 strikeouts.
You know how you love nicknames?
Yes.
You do love nicknames.
I do.
You mentioned Dave McNally and Sam McDowell.
Yes.
Back in 1970, McNally was an excellent pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. McDowell for the then Cleveland Indians. You know what Sam McDowell's nickname was? A left-hander who threw very quick, very fast.
He threw very fast, fastball was fast?
Yeah, his fastball. He probably threw 90. McDowell. But back in those days, you know, it was really fast. Maybe 95.
I don't know.
Sudden Sam McDowell.
Sudden Sam.
Sudden Sam.
That is pretty good.
I know.
I got to say.
I thought you'd like that one.
I got to say. I wish they would come up with better nicknames like
today.
They don't
have any nicknames.
No. Another player we've talked about a lot here in the last couple days, probably because of me, Adley Rutschman, the catcher for the Baltimore Orioles. We said yesterday he had five hits in the game. He was the 13th player and the first catcher since 1901 to get those five hits on opening day.
Wow.
Guess
what?
Wait,
first catcher since 1901.
Yeah, first
Pretty
catcher
good,
since
Adley.
1901.
Pretty good.
Get this. On the same day, George Springer for the Blue Jays went 5-for-6 against the Cardinals. So
yeah, there was
two guys in one
yesterday.
Day. Rutschman is also just the eighth player to reach base six times on opening day in the first since Hideki Matsui in 2006.
Did you also have the note that this is the first time that there were two guys with five hits on opening day in like 60 years or something? Didn't have that?
No.
Okay, you could have added that to your fantastic facts.
Yes, I could have, but I didn't find that one. George Springer recorded five hits, as we just said. The Blue Jays as a team had 19 hits. That's the most by any major league team on opening day since 2005 against the 2005 Cubs.
Hmm.
The Padres gave up 17 hits to the Rockies last night. Lots of hits going on yesterday.
There's
the Rangers, was it the Rangers and the Mets?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
No, Rangers played the Phillies yesterday.
That's right. Duh.
You got confused because Jacob DeGrom, favorite pitcher, pitched in the game for the Rangers.
I put both of his teams on here, and I'm looking up here, and I'm like, wait, did the Mets play one game and then flat? No. Okay. So the 9-run fourth inning yesterday for the Rangers
right.
marked the first time a team had scored 9 or more runs in a single inning on opening day since April 1st, 1997, when the Padres scored 11 times in the sixth inning of a 12-5 win over the Mets.
How about that?
The manager for the winning team in both of these, Bruce Bochy. How about that?
Hey, Bochy, he gets it done.
Yeah, so he holds those two wins in his belt.
Yeah, that was a fantastic fact right there.
That was a fantastic fact.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy, the last two big innings on opening day. Good for Bochy.
Yeah, and the last fantastic
But, of course,
fact.
What do you care? You're not rooting for the Rangers
I'm
this year. You hate the Rangers.
I'm rooting for
and
Bochy.
And therefore rooting against Bruce Bochy.
I'm rooting
you
for Bochy.
You cannot root for him and against the Rangers. It's not the same. I mean, you can't have both things.
Okay.
You can't possibly do both things.
I can, and I will.
All right.
Right, and then the last one. This one is a bad Padres one. We mentioned it earlier. By recording 17 hits and striking out 17 times, the Colorado Rockies became the first team in the modern era since 1900 to have 17 or more hits while also striking out 17 or more times in a 9-inning game.
That is odd. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, you did.
How hard it is to strike out 17 times and also get 17 hits. Because if you strike out, here's how it works. If you strike out 17 times, that means you're only making 10 outs by putting the ball in play. But you also got 17 hits while making those 10 outs. So if you add it all up, the Rockies put the ball in play 27 times last night, and 17 times they got hits.
And so, yeah, I mean,
that's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's a ridiculous percentage.
That is a ridiculous percentage.
So, you know, I don't know how you
they only give up 7 runs. Honestly, with 17 hits?
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get 17 strikeouts. So
yeah,
you don't
it goes on the other side.
Along.
It goes on the other side, yeah.
All right, very good, Scraby. Your spectacular or fantastic Friday facts is pretty good.
Woo!
Since it's a Friday, I'll take them.
Okay.
I think you should. Now, all of those facts were from opening day.
Yes.
So I'm expecting next Friday's fantastic facts to even be better, because you should have a whole week's worth of fun facts to choose from.
I'm going to be scouring throughout the week.
Yes. All right, very good. We'll take a break here, come back. We got the fans' financial moment coming up in just a sec. And then today's Big Five. Tony rejoins the Gwen and Chris show for that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to the program. Gwen and Chris on a Friday afternoon. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. They're at the end of the first quarter. NCAA Women's Final Four. LSU leads Virginia Tech 16-13. What is the LSU coach wearing there?
I'm not sure. She's got like,
it looks like
a very pink jacket.
A very pink sport coat.
Yes.
With flowers on it.
On the shoulders.
Garish flowers, I might add.
What? Are what?
Garish, just kind of loud.
Oh, loud. Okay.
Yeah, very
They are loud.
It's not hard to see those flowers.
There's got to be something going on. We're watching this without the sound, because before the game, the people that were leading up to the game, they were all wearing different kinds of pink jackets as well.
Yeah, so this is obviously something that the LSU coach, Kim Mulkey, does often. has a kind of a wild wardrobe.
Okay,
she's definitely brought the wild wardrobe to the Final Four in Dallas.
She sure has.
All right, 16-13, her team leads Virginia Tech at the end of the first quarter. There's only one baseball game in progress.
It's insane.
I mean, this is weird. On a Friday night, after opening day, one game is being played. The Marlins are leading the Mets 1-0. They're in the middle of the fourth inning. And there's been a home run in this game hit by Jorge Soler. Remember him?
Yes.
Soler was the MVP of the World Series a couple of years ago
with the
Atlanta Braves. Now a Miami Marlin. I will tell you this, Soler also made a remarkably good catch in this game to rob Pete Alonso of a certain double. Just a fantastic catch, one of the better ones. Not as good as Hunter Renfro's last night.
I don't even know if we could call that a great catch, more so as a great throwing your arm in the way of the ball.
I mean, I know who would have been proud of him.
Who?
Trevor Bauer, who used to close his eyes and throw pitches.
Oh, that's a good point.
Hunter Renfro never even looked at this ball. He was staring at the right field when he caught it.
He was.
If you haven't seen the catch that Hunter Renfro made last night, get on social media or call up at Matt Scraby on Twitter, because I know Scraby tweeted it out.
Yep.
You're not going to believe this catch that Renfro made in the game last night. I agree with you. In terms of overall skill level, there's a lot of luck involved, but in terms of wow factor,
it's off the charts.
It's off the charts.
Yeah.
You've got to see this catch by Hunter Renfro last night in the Angels A's game. All right, let's check traffic. Tony's ready. He's back in position. Let's do a big five.
From the Premier Kia of Carlsbad Traffic Center, part of the Premier Auto family, here's Kelly Tanick.
Just a couple things to watch out for. A vehicle went up the embankment on westbound King Freeway before 30th Street. Traveling east on the 54 at the South 805 connector, watch out for a large tree branch in the right lane. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Baseball is a lot of things, but it isn't boring, guys. You should join Rob Bradford on his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. Every day, Rob takes you through the league and spotlight what makes the game fun. He talks with players, managers, GMs, and reporters, all who shine a light on America's pastime. So follow Baseball Isn't Boring on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get into it.
Number five.
Now, unfortunately, we know the Rockies beat the Padres 7-2 last night, but the pitching was, you know, something that we had talked about leading up to the game. Chris was worried about relief. Blake Snell allowed 3 earned runs. Chris, Matt, and Tapia allowed 2 each. But there were some good things, like Xander Bogaerts doubling in his first at-bat, Trent Grisham scoring the first run of the year. But there were some not-so-good things, like Ha-Seong Kim booting a grounder earlier in the game. But it's just the first of many. So, Chris, if the Padres are to win this series, which part of their game needs to step up?
Win this series?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the offense needs to step up. I mean, this offense is so loaded. I mean, from top to bottom, you expect to score more than two runs against the Colorado Rockies. I mean, Germán Márquez, the one thing he did last night is he didn't walk anybody. Didn't give the Padres any free passes. They got to get, you know, work the count in their favor. And come through offensively, and it was one of the bugaboos that, you know, whenever they lost some games last year, we would bring this up. How are they hitting with runners in scoring position? Well, last night they were 0-10 hitting with runners in scoring position. So, you know, that's how you lose ball games. You know, the pitching wasn't great, defense wasn't perfect, but offensively, I expect, you know, this team's going to be scoring a lot of runs this year. So that's what they're going to have to do. Get some hits with runners in scoring position, draw some walks, get on base, and get a little more traffic.
Tony, what do you think? Which part of their game needs to step up?
All of that's true, what Chris said, but you know, I don't care what kind of offense they got. They're not going to score 7 runs a game. So I would say the bullpen has probably got to be the thing that gets a little bit sharper. They're certainly not going to win a lot of games scoring 2 runs, but they're going to lose more games giving up 7 runs.
Yeah.
So I would say the bullpen is something that it's a work in progress. Listen, for those who are really to throw Tapia out the window already, I remind you of Robert Swords' first outing as a Padre before becoming the ultimate setup guy. You could argue one of the best setup guys in the National League. So I would say it's the bullpen, and I think they'll get it right.
I think the bullpen finished a close second in my balloting because...
Oh, okay, you're balloting.
Yes, because when they came into the game, the bullpen, the Rockies only had one run on the board. You remember, two of the runs charged to Snell came in on the home run that Chrismat allowed. So,
yeah,
your bullpen can't give up six runs a game, and you're not going to win too many. So,
and like I tweeted, if anybody out there, if you see someone saying, Padres aren't as good as we thought they were, don't comment. It's a trap. Just keep on scrolling.
Number four.
I'm very positive today,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Scraby, for the info.
I talked to a bunch of people last night. I'm going to be positive on this season.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Okay, you're right.
For real.
So,
talk to me on Monday, will you?
One of the players the Padres are not going to see will be Colorado Rockies closer Daniel Bard, who's going to open the season on the injured list because of anxiety. He said, quote, from my experience knowing myself, I think just taking a step back, taking time to work through things, get it right is the best approach, he told reporters yesterday. He's 37 years old. He was a member of Team USA at the just completed World Baseball Classic, but he did have some control issues in the game, and he did end up breaking Jose Altuve's hand, which is why he's on the IL for the Astros right now. So I know some people are okay talking about their mental health struggles, but I was thinking about this last night. If a player doesn't want to say they have anxiety issues, should they have to disclose why they're on the IL?
Tony.
They don't. They don't. It's kudos to Bard for being forthcoming.
Yeah.
A lot of times what you guys don't know is he's the first guy to deal with anxiety.
No.
You'll see a guy go on the IL with an elbow issue sometimes, and it's actually just that. Because guys don't necessarily want to be vulnerable like that, but... that's not the case when we're talking about Bard, and you have to commend him and tip your hat to him for really, really acknowledging it, A, and B, being forthright about it. I think, you know, in some ways he's helping somebody out there right
totally.
Now who's struggling with anxiety, and it sounded like he thought he might have a handle on it. The WBC kind of exacerbated things a little bit. And he's going to take the time to get himself right, but he should be applauded for really being as forward as he has been on this subject matter.
Well, I didn't know that you could go on the IL for something other than, like, that's good to hear, because if guys don't want to admit that they're going on the IL for anxiety, that's their thing.
It doesn't mean when they go on it, their elbow isn't, like, bothering them, but I've definitely had teammates that have... You know, not necessarily wanted to disclose that type of thing, and they found a way to get him on the IL to get him some help at the time. And you know, it was a different time, right? This is
true.
Mental illness is such more. It's not a faux pas anymore. It's something that we all talk about, and everybody's affected by it. So it's viewed a little differently than it was maybe when I was playing.
True.
Everything Tony said and then some. Daniel Bard, a lot of credit to him, and as Tony pointed out, he helped somebody by disclosing this. Because the funny thing about anxiety and depression and stress is the people going through it, for whatever reason, always think they're the only ones going through it. Yeah. If you have an arm injury, you can go, you know what, a lot of people have an arm injury. You go to the doctor, you get it fixed. If you have a headache, you take couple of aspirin, you feel better. If you have a stomach ache, drop a couple of Alka-Seltzer, Pepto-Bismol, whatever the case
is. What else you got for me, Chris? I need these.
Whatever I can come up with. But yeah, when people are hurting with anxiety, they don't like the number one, they feel alone. Number two, they don't feel like they can tell anybody. And for a big league pitcher like this to come out and say, hey, anxiety's bothering me, I don't mind admitting it, I need to get it squared away. He helped a lot of people by doing that, so I really commend Daniel Bard and wish him the best. I wish everybody the best that's going through these tough times. It's not an easy world out there, even if you're a major league ball player.
Number three.
Women's college basketball star Iowa's Caitlin Clark has been making huge news her entire college career, but she continues to add on to her legend with each game. And I was reading earlier about whether or not she was going to go to the WNBA after this season. She's in her third season now. She has two more to go with the COVID year on top of it, so she could technically play two more years of college basketball. And on the Dan Patrick Show a month ago, she said she has no idea what she's going to do after this season. And I did my research for this one, guys. I checked out some 2024 WNBA mock drafts to see where she was projected. And all of them had her as the consensus number one overall pick. I think we kind of knew that. But Chris, if you were her or in her camp, what would you do?
What would I do personally, knowing everything that I know now about the world? I'd stay in college because college was about the most fun I ever had in my entire life. So I would stick with it for a couple of more years and I'd be a superstar at Iowa. But I'm not Caitlin Clark, number one. Number two, I don't know what kind of money she is in, you know, in line to make. I also don't know her family situation. I don't know her history. I don't know what drives her. I don't know what's important to her. Maybe she's got a family situation where, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars would change, you know, the life of a lot of people around her. So that's why it's very difficult to answer this question. But, yeah, I mean, has WNBA been something that's been a goal of her entire life? I mean,
yes,
if you're already the number one.
She said that.
The other thing is, if you're already the number one pick, you know, you're not going to go any higher no matter what you do the next 2 years in college. So you have to take that into account. But I'm just saying, for all the people that are in a hurry to get out of college and get on with their lives, college is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is.
But being the number one draft choice in the WNBA is going to be a pretty sweet life, too. So it's not like she's got to – she can't lose on this decision.
No, she can't. Tony, what would you do if you were her or if you were her camp? The reason I asked this question, because I know you guys can't actually predict what she would do, but it's like Chris said, she can't make her career any better in college. She can't make herself any more of a number one pick.
Yeah, that's why she leaves. That's why I think she should. She'll leave and she should leave because, you know, there's a lot that can happen. You can get hurt.
Yeah.
Go from first pick to whatever pick. You certainly... Chris has got a point, though, because, I mean, college is a blast. The lack of responsibility is a breath of fresh air. However, she stands to probably make a good amount of money, not just being the first pick, but in terms of endorsements. What we do know is women's sports is starting to open up a little bit in terms of the kind of money they can make. Now, it's not nowhere near where it could be and should be and will be, I think, eventually. But I think it's in terms of money. I don't know that she's in playing sports to make or making money playing sports. I don't know if she can put herself in a better position than she's in right now.
Yeah, I don't think an NIL in Iowa is going to get her what she'll get in the WNBA. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you're just talking about WNBA, but in Europe, she can go play and make
not true
good money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of opportunity out there for her.
There is. Number two. Not the WNBA, the NBA and the NBAPA are trying to finalize a new collective bargaining agreement ahead of tonight's opt-out deadline. But one thing does not appear it's going to be on the table. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the new CBA isn't expected to include a change to the NBA draft's one-and-done rule. So currently, draft prospects must be at least 19 years old during the calendar year of the draft to put their name in the pool. And that high school graduates have to play elsewhere, whether that be college, G League, overseas, for one season before joining the league. So, Tony, what is your personal stance on this issue?
I mean, I think, you know, once you you graduate high school, you should be eligible. You should be allowed to go play at the next level, especially now that the NBA has a much better support system than they used to. Chris and I think we've broached this conversation before. When back in the day, if you left out of high school and it didn't work, there was nothing else for you there. They didn't have a G League like they do now, or D League, whatever it's called. Is it D League now?
I think it's G League. So.
G League?
That's what it said in the article.
All right. They didn't have that set up back then when the Kobe Bryants and the Kevin Garnetts were coming out. And from after those guys came out, a slew of high school guys started coming out. And they all weren't making it. And so I think you should be allowed. There's a better support system out there nowadays. I think there's, it seems like there's better, I don't know if there's better evaluation or the people who are the people, the kids who are possible picks seem to be getting better information now than they were back in the day. You see far less guys coming out when they should come, shouldn't be coming out, than you used to in the past. So I personally think once you graduate high school, if you're good enough, you should be allowed to come on to the NBA.
Chris, what is your personal stance on this issue?
Well, the old man on the lawn in me wants these guys to wait a little bit and stop and smell the coffee, as
he,
it were.
He wants them to go to college for the college experience.
No, I don't even know if they need to go to college for the experience, but I don't know that they're mature enough to handle the rigors of the NBA. This is the old man on the lawn in me that's saying, take your time, make sure that you're ready to make that next step, and sometimes a year away from, you know, the bright lights when you're that age could be helpful. But I'm going to tell the old man on the lawn on me to get out of here, because Tony's right. You know what? These guys are so good now. They're absolutely. First of all, the one-and-done thing in college basketball, it borders on being kind of comical, really. I mean, you know, these kids come out, they play. Do they honestly even ever attend class? Do they even step on campus? We don't even know, you know, if they get any kind of college experience at all, other than, you know, cashing in an NIL check and walking into, you know, Cameron Indoor Stadium for practice. So,
and the parties, they're hits at parties.
Well, I don't know that they even go, like I said, I don't even know if they go experience that kind of stuff. So, plus they're 17, 18 years old, they probably shouldn't be at parties, Scraby.
I mean, the parties, are pizza parties, come on.
I see.
The other reason why is the league is so much younger, right? We heard the stories of, like, Kobe being isolated because everybody else was like 28, 29. There was like nothing in common with the 18-year-old. Now, everybody's closer to your age anyway. So, you know, it's a better fit now than it used to be.
I agree.
Number one.
All right, we just have a couple minutes left, but it's Friday. The Padres are at home, which means we are going to see the City Connect uniforms tonight. Xander Bogaerts likes them. He likes the uniforms, but he's worried he won't have matching shoes in time, so stay tuned for that.
Uh-oh.
The next round of City Connect uniforms are going to be rolled out this season, and we have already seen the Braves, which they will debut on April 8th.
Sick.
An homage to Hank Aaron. I have the picture up on my Twitter and Instagram, at Matt Scraby. But here's the list for the season. The Braves, April 8th. The Rangers, 21st of April. Mariners, May 5th. Reds, May 19th. Orioles, May 26th. And Pirates, June 27th. Chris, which are you looking forward to seeing the most?
The Yankees. Oh, they already did theirs last year. I don't even remember the Yankees.
Yankees haven't done theirs.
No, they haven't done theirs.
Are they next year?
They're next year.
Oh, next year. I didn't know there was another year ahead.
We didn't either. Apparently, it's not. We thought it was going to be done in thirds.
Yeah.
They've taken the last bit of teams and have split them up, I believe, 5 this year and 6 or 7 next year.
Okay. Well, look, I look forward to all of them pretty much equally. I mean, the City Connect uniforms has been an incredible boon for Major League Baseball. I've loved it. I think most of the fans haven't liked all the uniforms, but I certainly look forward to seeing them. I think the Cincinnati Reds can do a lot.
There we go.
They are the oldest franchise in Major League Baseball history, going back to the 1860s when I started watching baseball. So I would like to see the Reds, you know, pay homage, as you said the Braves did to Hank Aaron.
I think the Reds are this year.
Yeah, they are.
Reds are this year, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do. Are they gonna pay tribute to the 1860s? I think a team needs to come out with some really old time uniforms, you know, with the newer fabric. But
old fabric. They have to play pure cotton.
They can't wear that. But I just think that would be one that I'd be looking forward to, is the Reds. But overall, I look forward to all of them. I think it's been a good thing for baseball.
All right, Tony, which one are you looking forward to this year? Braves, Rangers, Mariners, Reds, Orioles, Pirates.
Braves, Rangers, Reds,
Mariners,
Orioles,
and Pirates. The P-Raptors.
Ooh.
Keep you busy.
Ooh, man. First of all, I love the Braves. There's a sick. Love the tribute to Hank Aaron.
Yeah, it's that era.
Yeah. You know what? I think if we're talking, because outside of the Padres, everybody has, for the most part, stuck to their colors. Padres and Red Sox. Because Red Sox, nobody knows what they're quite
doing.
Yellow
and blue.
Everybody, everybody's at least stuck to their colors or the heritage around the city. So I think Pittsburgh could do something crazy with their uniforms. I think those are the ones I might be looking forward to most.
Man, at least they have something to look forward to in those.
You know,
cities.
You gotta.
That's right, man. You're not looking forward to any games being played.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we are going to reset the top stories of the day, and we're also going to hear from Austin Nola. So stick around. We'll be back shortly on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.